So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Okay, but for real, can we actually talk about how, like, commercials food looks like 10 out of 10?
Oh, yeah.
And anytime you get it, it doesn't look... I remember being a kid and, like, being like, oh, that looks so fucking good. So
you open up
that wrapper, it's usually a burger, and that shit looks fucked up.
Yeah.
Especially the Carl's Jr. ones.
Yeah. They make it all high, and it's all perfect and clean, and, like... And you get it, and it looks like shit.
It's like 3 inches of a stack of onion rings.
Yeah. Just perfect. Yeah. The meat's like dripping wet. It's like so juicy.
Oh.
That's just not real, man.
No, it's not. But I'll tell you what, after that Chili's commercial, I'm definitely going to be getting a baby back orders sometime soon. Sometimes every now and then I convince Mia, I'm like, you know, we got to get some white people food. It can't just be, you know, Korean barbecue and noodles and hot pot. Like, we got to get some good old fashioned Cheesecake Factory, some Chili's every now and then. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's good stuff right there.
That's what I'm saying. And a three for me for $10.99? Absolutely. Sign me up.
Three what? What do you get?
I think it's just a burger, fries, and a soft drink for $10.99.
I don't care about fries.
Which is honestly crazy because, I mean, dude, there's combos at Chick-fil-A, McDonald's that are all less than, I mean, all more than that. Or
dude, you can spend $18 on a combo at fucking Chick-fil-A.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, dude, what would you rather? I mean, at Chili's, it's like.
What was that? You got a tip.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You got
a
tip.
I don't have to, I guess.
But I mean, whatever. If you're getting an $11 entree, it's like, whatever. You give them $2 or $3. It's still, like, you're getting.
Generous.
Hey, when they turn that tip thing around, you think like, no tip.
It's just going to ask you a question. No, Chili's does the iPads. Remember? They leave one at your desk that you have to pay to play the games. Fucking assholes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We're watching the Pacers-Cavs game 5.
Yep.
2 minutes and 38 seconds left.
I feel like I've been very disconnected ever since the Lakers were out of it, but, I mean, it has been... The only thing I've noticed is that Boston was down in their series. And then Tatum just got hurt last night.
Dang.
So, like, that's a big deal. I don't know how serious his injury is, but, I mean, probably at least a game or two. I don't know.
Was it his Fremunda?
Fremunda cheese?
Yeah. How was he injured? I don't know.
I didn't read about the injury. I just know that he, like, left the game.
It says he broke his micho.
Micho.
That's insane, dude.
Micho. What? Micho what?
Michorizo.
Michorizo, huh?
I missed it, Rob. What happened?
I was just saying that was crazy.
What was?
That he broke the...
Oh, his micho? You were hyping it up?
Oh! You see that rainbow shot from Mitchell? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Just gonna look up. Oh, yeah. Jason Tatum's injury. Achilles surgery.
Ooh.
No, it's an Achilles?
Ruptured right Achilles tendon. Oh. He already underwent surgery 5 hours ago.
No.
Oh, he'll be fine.
That that's at least that
like
is
a, like a year.
Terrible.
I've seen Kobe come back faster.
I mean, as far as basketball is concerned, I mean, it's the ACL and it's the Achilles that are like the two absolute worst injuries to get.
ACL, PCL, MCL, Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Achilles.
Have you seen that? Just put a little Icy Hot on it. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean that and a little massage. He's good to go.
Like a Deshaun Watson massage?
Yeah, or like, no, like a Justin Tucker massage. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know about Justin. Is he in the same boat?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no.
No.
Justin Tucker's like...
It's like ESPN reported like there was a massage place banned him from coming in from getting a massage. He was harassing the girls.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like another one by one. Oh, another three masseuses came forward and said... And then I think there was like a dozen people or something like that all just claiming the same thing. And of course, he's like, I deny these allegations. I deny these allegations. But then... In other news, though, he got released by the Ravens.
Shut up.
Yeah.
On allegations?
On allegations. They didn't even finish.
Damn, that
they,
sucks.
They like...
He's like the most consistent kicker like ever.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's Dude, it's so clutch.
It's funny because their statement was that like, oh, we're going to wait for the conclusion for the investigation before we do anything. But then in the draft, they drafted a kicker in like the fourth round and then they released him.
I mean, that's all fair game technically in the game of kicking. You know what I mean? Like in any sport, your job is on the line every single day. But awfully convenient timing there, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
That they just so happened to like draft a kid. Clutch.
Wow.
Donnie from the corner.
Corner three for Bang! Mitchell. 106-103. Cavs down by three.
He's made his last like three threes in a row.
Yeah.
Notice that? He's heating up. It's a heat check.
Heat
on
check.
On fire.
BP terms.
Yeah. Like, oh, all these basketball terms come from BP, huh? Man, these teams, these are both just middle America grinder teams in my life. Does that make sense?
Like, oh, yeah.
This ain't like, mm-hmm. This ain't the Knicks or the Lakers, you know what I mean? This is, you're playing in Cleveland. You're playing in what, Indianapolis or wherever the fuck the Pacers play?
Yeah.
Probably. I always think it's weird when teams are named after the state, like the Utah Jazz. Like, they don't even say the Salt Lake City Jazz, you know what I mean? It's the Utah Jazz. Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think it's so crazy that...
It's also because they only have one...
The Texas Rangers. Texas has another...
I was about to say Texas has another team.
They have the Houston Astros. I just think it's... Well, Texas Rangers, I guess, is a play on the Texas Rangers. The Marshals or whatever for the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
But still corny. That's not the Dallas butt fucks or whatever.
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Remember they were called the Washington Football Team?
Yeah, for a quick second.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really had to pivot hard on that one. Dude, why is the NFL Washington of all organizations, yeah. they like, I don't know. I think the NFL, they're just like so cautious now with everything. I feel like ever since the Ray Rice thing, it's just like any little... thing that gets public, they just like always diffuse it somehow and just like go extra conservative.
What about like the Braves? I know it's a different league, but
With like the little hand chop thing or whatever.
Their mascot's a Native American. Braves.
I mean, what, the Indians went to the Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Redskins went to the football team, which are now the Commanders.
The Commanders.
Makes sense, the Commander in Chief. I get what they're going for.
I think
that is what they're going for. It's Washington, D.C. Someone said they should have been the Senators. What were you going to say?
Hockey, I don't think, has changed anything.
Hmm.
As far as their...
What's like a racist team name?
I don't know.
I do know that college is like Florida State.
They got the Blackhawks. Was just like the...
Yeah. I do know that like Florida State, right? The Seminoles, I think, Blake?
Yeah, yeah.
The Noles. I think they like have been given... like clearance by the Seminole Nation. Either they pay them under the table, I don't know, but they have like, it's all good. They have like a thing going on. So
yeah, but a lot of teams, I guess, even schools had to like change, like Saddleback changed.
No, but a Gaucho's right. Not the racist Gaucho? Though.
Tell that to other people.
Tell that to the people that are offended.
That one felt like they were just like trying to dodge it.
Oh, let's do it. Us too. Yeah, let's do it too, yeah. Guys.
What are they, the Bobcats now?
Yeah. Fucking gay.
Dude, Mountain Lions
are
killed.
They really?
Yeah. The Bobcats. Dude, IVC's the Lasers.
Lasers?
What? Yeah. IVC's the Lasers.
What?
I swear to God. Lasers.
Not the Aardvarks?
No, that's UCI.
Oh, that's UCI. Lasers?
Yeah, obviously. Well, not exactly known for their sports, boys. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no kidding.
They don't have a football team.
What is this? Freaking 2008, every song. Lays.
Lupe Fiasco, yeah.
Dude, I forgot who was telling me. I was like talking to somebody who went to IVC or UCI, one of those two schools, and they were saying that the student body put it up to a vote for if they were going to build a new library or a football stadium or like a football team.
And they went library.
And they went library. The student body voted on this.
IVC doesn't have a football team, so that wouldn't make sense. So I guess.
I forget.
I don't think UCI has football, though, either.
Is one of those two schools, like they had the student body somehow got a vote or something like that.
Well, if I knew if they did have a team, it would be ass. So let's just have the kids read books.
Yeah, but oh my God, could you imagine? I don't know. I know we've talked about this before about how like going to a college that has a football team, like that's actually like a cool thing to do with like
going to like pals. A D1 like SEC school sounds like so much fun.
Oh my
God, the pregames, the fucking, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I think even basketball would be cool.
Sure. A team, yeah, a yeah. school that has a great team at something yeah. would be fun to watch.
That's the thing with basketball; it's only like the top teams that like actually get down for basketball. Like if you went to like Duke or North Carolina, then like yeah, that's something dope that you can do for the student body. Yeah, I mean, I think this one's pretty much wrapped at this point. Indiana 114, Cleveland 105. 23 seconds left.
They're about to go Tracy McGrady on this. Just watch.
Was it T-Mac that scored like a bunch of points really quick?
Yeah, he scored like 15 points in like 3 seconds or whatever it was.
I thought it was Reggie Miller.
Maybe he has that. Another version, but T-Mac is the OG.
Mm. Wow.
Indy.
Eastern Conference Finals for Indy. What an accomplishment for that team. I don't know a soul on that team.
Besides what I saw today, I don't know anybody.
Yeah, Nee Smith. He was popping off the last two.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know him before today. I've heard of Pascal Siakam, but I didn't know he's on this fucking team. I mean, Cal State Fullerton is the Titans, and they're an elephant.
They're an elephant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That don't make no fucking sense.
What?
Yeah. The mascot's an elephant.
Why?
The truth is that they had a carnival in 1957, and an elephant got loose.
What?
So that's why they're elephants.
That is so lame.
Hey.
Hey, man. Yeah, I was about to say, don't talk about my alma mater like that.
We're the Mustangs.
Scholars and champions united are we.
Yeah.
Man.
What about you, Rob? You got some... Rob, where did...
The Knickerbockers.
You know any mottos from your schools that
Fuck
you went to?
No. I didn't partake in any of that stuff.
Did you go to prom?
Senior year.
You went to prom senior year?
Ours was all these cheeks clapping. I wish, dude, if I was on the fucking PTA. Or what? Not the PTA.
ASB.
ASB, yeah.
What about winter formal? Did either of you fellas have a girl ask you to go to winter formal?
No. I would have said no anyways. I'm trying to play MW2, bitch.
Dude, now that I think about it, I don't think... Maybe I went 1 year for winter formal.
Was winter formal the one where the girls asked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So confused. So many girls asked me. I don't even know.
No, you know what?
I remember
now that my sophomore year, I didn't have good grades. And that was like an issue.
Did you trash your grades so you wouldn't have to tell anyone no one asked you to go? You intentionally flunked your classes.
Yeah, no, I goofed on that one.
I think it was like junior year. Like if you didn't have good grades, they wouldn't let you off campus.
Oh God, that would be the worst.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
So I remember I went, like, I knew my grades were like going downhill. So I went and got another. I'm like, oh, I lost my ID card. So I bought another one. Because then I think they take
Would you put a fake name on it?
No, it's mine. But okay. Then they have one.
You have one that's clean.
I have one that's clean that's not going to get like hole punched or like stamped.
Oh, they would do that?
Yeah. That's dude, how it...
That's actually...
Like, oh, I just bought two.
Actually so smart, Rob.
Never got told I couldn't go off campus, though.
Well,
they check your ID every time you'd walk off campus?
Dude, I
don't get it.
Stopped so many times.
For real? That's funny for you because you're like kind of tall and usually they don't like...
No.
They flag like some kids that they think are sus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like, what grade are you in? I'm like, here's my ID card. Oh, you look younger than that. I'm like, yeah, I know. But no, it was fun.
Did you guys go to the disco dance?
I went my freshman year and that was it.
Never went. Where it was crazy.
Definitely was not a fan of like dances in general. It was not my jam.
Oh boy.
Oh.
It's re-recorded now.
What?
Hopefully
it's fine.
What's up? By the way, did we really not remember that it was our 100th episode?
Yeah.
That's what happened?
What, our last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an actual idiot. Dude, we need to sell.
I think because we don't do the hard opens. We just do a soft and we never really know.
Yeah.
I mean, we're hard. We're bricked up the whole episode.
Bricked
we pop our blue chew before we get on the air. Sponsor this week. Blue chew.
Segues into our first sponsor of the week.
You know
week.
The boys are bricked up this week.
You know they're locking eyes with each other.
Blake, you know the podcast Cumtown? You know the...
Is that the... That's not the...
Stavi and Nick Mullen? Yeah.
I haven't listened to an episode, but I've heard about
it. The clips are so funny. Either way, the point is that they got dropped by Blue Chew because they said, oh, Blue Chew, you know, the Blue Chew does this. It's great. I mean, even the guys on October 7th, Hamas used it before they attacked.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's like a joke. Like, oh, they got bricked up before they went in.
That's
and then Blue Chew was like, yeah, that's just too far.
That's just not going to cut it.
I get what you're going for, but like.
You know that they gave zero fucks. They're just like, whatever.
That's a great joke.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
They definitely did not care about that sponsor.
Probably get another one.
Yeah, just get another one. But yeah, if you're Blue Chew, you're like, you can't have that shit.
You can't
like,
be associated with a terrorist attack.
It's like, hey guys, like, I know it's just a joke, but.
But what if like sales are skyrocketing after that?
How could you directly correlate it to the.
Because it's all terrorists.
How did you hear about us?
It's all the terrorist organizations.
Jesus.
How did you hear about us?
You know, at the end where it's like, were you recommended by a friend? TV? Social media?
Yeah.
Bricked up.
Should we change our names to the Bricked Up Boys next season?
The Bricked Up Boys?
Can you put on something else? Like Giro d'Italia? Okay, that's fine.
More sports.
Boys did not record last week.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, how many weeks have we really missed? Like less than
less than
five for sure. I mean, I feel like I've missed the most with maybe like three or four episodes. Rob, I don't know.
I've missed one.
You missed one.
Yeah. That you guys recorded without me.
And then James, you did. What you were gone in Japan that trip? I think you missed
probably two at least
two,
mm-hmm.
and two one. In Europe. I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, we didn't record in Europe.
Oh, so we all missed it.
Yeah, we all missed it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But yeah, 100 episodes. Hey, man, 100 episodes. Something to be proud of, man.
Hey, this is 101.
A lot of people, man, they can't commit to a lot of things, and I mean, 100 weeks. That's pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned.
A lot of people doubted us.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do it.
I'm surprised we made it past episode one.
With how many N-bombs.
Yeah, that took some getting used to for you, James, didn't it?
Not saying that word. I still think there's a hope in my soul that my work will sponsor this podcast. Because we do it. We have a podcast. My company that I work for, who shall not be named.
I think we should take it over.
And I know how much we pay the person.
And we should take it over.
What was that guy's name? We pay
Dick
him.
Dick Butkus.
What?
Dick Butkus.
That's a real football player.
Yeah.
I wonder what like the trajectory for us is to actually like be in an opportunity to get a job like that. Like, what would we have to do? Do we have to take like some media classes or like... learn how to speak better?
To do what?
To just like if I'm your work, right?
Okay.
And I'm looking to
the first thing I would pivot. Do is I would listen to the previous 100 episodes and see if are we aligned with
probably not, but
sorry Blake, what were you saying?
I was gonna say if I'm your work and I'm looking to pivot from my current podcaster, producer, whoever. It's like, if I'm looking for a new one, what do they have to prove to me that they're worthy of getting paid?
Weekly content, episodes longer than an hour.
Quality in the production.
Yeah.
I think
we check
everything except for professionalism.
That's what I like, though.
Sponsored by Blue Chew.
And then for your next terrorist attack, make sure you pop a Blue Chew.
Brutal.
That's crazy.
We could be out there making bank.
I'm trying to quit my day job.
Maybe we should start an OnlyFans and put our podcast on OnlyFans behind a paywall.
Where we just pop Blue Chew every
episode. Just bricked. I didn't hear a word they said.
Dude, I think I'm going to have to ban the word bricked for the rest of this episode.
Dude, remember how many times we said meat ride or
Glazer?
Is that our Utah trip?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Glaze, meat ride, meat rider, any
day one.
Well, I mean, I will literally never forget fucking Rob talking about Travis Kelce, just like
a man of his caliber,
fucking like what kind of
absolute meat. That was so funny. Talk about any man on the world. Are you fucking Glazer, dude? You're gay. That was funny. Maybe we need another trip. Do some more content.
Yeah, man. Another trip.
Where should we go?
I mean, Atascadero is always the easy one.
I'm thinking Dubai.
Oh, whoa.
Blue Chew?
Can you have Blue Chew over there? They don't fuck around. LAX to Dubai. We got to fly Emirates or whatever, like the expensive one.
Yeah.
First class. Put on the business card.
Dude, you can't do that unless you got like some hella points. Well, like you can get like a coach seat or whatever, but
the cheapest one's $14,000.
Is it really?
That's not bad.
Then you have to stop at Heathrow.
Ew.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like to fly first class in those airlines, like you literally can't do it without points unless you're just absolutely fucking loaded.
Unless you're those fucking rich billionaire Saudi guys. They do it.
I do love, I mean, like, if you've ever seen, like, those YouTubers or whoever, like, showcasing those fucking flights and, like, the amount of service and just shit you get, oh, my God, it looks like it would be such a good time.
Yeah, the service, they wait on you hand and foot, the amenities, like.
I was watching this, I mean, I was looking at an Instagram reel, this guy was getting served Dom Perignon bottomless, and then he had, like,
pay for that?
He had, like, yeah, it's all complimentary, and then he got served like a whole tin. They do a caviar service. He got like served a whole tin of caviar.
Oh my God.
Like a fancy ass cheese plate, some like expensive white wine, and then just like, yeah, I mean the meals that you get, they just like have like actual chefs like cooking you food. You're like, what the fuck? Like,
and you're saying this is Spirit Airlines? Damn. I could never imagine. I flew first class on a American. It was nice.
Mm.
It ain't Emirates.
Yeah.
Middle of the 10th and they're still going.
Well, I think the
other team.
We've pivoted to watching baseball now, but the Red Sox scored a run. Did you know that in the regular season? I don't know if you know this, Rob, but maybe James does. That now the overtime rules are they put a runner on second.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, it's weird.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Just to like
speed that shit up.
Speed the games up.
Put a runner in scoring position.
I mean, I guess it makes sense for the regular season if you're just like worried about the length of games.
Well, preseason they were doing the strike zone.
That's right, the robotic strike zone. Imagine. Man, that just doesn't feel good for the game of baseball. Do you have any opinion on this, James, about the robot?
I actually think it's better.
Really?
We got to think every ump has a different box.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. And they are biased and they...
Yeah.
I think it should be... I think the plate should be camera or whatever it is. I'll be honest.
I don't know. Something about the game of baseball, I love, like, even, like, calls against you, like just, like, the angst and just... frustration, like
you
that
like
feeling
that?
I like that because like when it happens to you in a good way, you feel like you like stole something.
It doesn't feel good though. It feels unfair. I don't know.
I don't like the pitch clock.
I like it.
I think the pitch clock, well, I don't know, I think the pitch clock is just okay, but I mean I definitely think just the substitution rules I'm very happy about because previously, when they were constantly shifting all over the place to account for like the hitting dispersion and then just like constantly doing the lefty-lefty matchups and like bringing in like three pitchers in an inning, it's like that needed to stop. It's just too much. Like, I mean, yeah, I get it. You're playing a statistical advantage, but like that experience from a fan standpoint, it's like we don't need to see three different pitchers in one inning. Like, it's just outrageous. It's too much.
I agree.
Just a total waste of time. I mean... You know, if the pitch clock, it's like probably good as like a reference, but like I definitely don't want to see like, oh, like he goes 1 second over and then it just automatically advances the runner. Like, it's just, that's a little too severe.
I mean, the point of it though is baseball has gotten slower and slower over time, and they're trying to keep young ADHD iPad kids, they want them to start watching baseball, so they have to speed up the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
That's a good point.
That's what they're trying to do.
Did you guys see the Rockies get blown out?
Mm-mm.
The coach got fired after that game.
Did they really?
Yeah, he got fired after that game. What was it, like 22-0?
21, yeah, 21-0.
Yeah, 21-22-0. Yeah, no, the coach got fired. I mean, dude, that team was so ass last year, too.
They only had 6 wins
this season. Oh, Padres 21-0? Yeah. Good Lord. Wow.
Yeah, that'll help the...
it was like batting practice.
Runs allowed stat, runs scored. Point different, what do they call it? Run differential for the Padres now?
Yeah, they had... Stinky. Yeah, the first pitcher pitched 3 innings and he gave up 12 earned runs.
Damn.
Dude. Oh my, that's a slaughter.
Oh, jeez. My God. Yeah, he got demoted.
The guy who came in after pitch 1 inning gave 4 earned runs.
Brutal.
2 walks. I mean, God damn, they got chewed up alive. Meanwhile, their whole team only had like 5 hits. 4, 5. Yeah, 5 hits. Stinky.
I think it's time we buy that team.
The Rockies?
I wonder what the Rockies sell for. It's such a shame because like they have a ballpark that like hits a lot of home runs, so it's like they could easily have like a star player and like it would be a good experience for the fans, but like when your team is that bad, you're not getting people in the ballpark if you're fucking losing 21-0, you know? It's just ain't nobody want to be a part of that.
No, man. Offense sells tickets. Homers, like the Padres, like you get a guy like Tatis, that fucking sells tickets. That gets asses in the building, which sells hot dogs and beers and merch and tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where the fucking money's made.
I mean, I guess they're probably making a lot of money if the game is taking 4.5 hours since you're getting blown out.
It's probably the fastest game. 2 hours, we're done. Thanks, guys.
I don't know about a 13-run inning. That's probably a slow one.
Dude, that's got to feel so shitty, like, in the clubhouse, like, at that time.
You're like, let's fucking get this inning over with, bro. And you can't because you can't get 3 outs. That sucks. And that, I mean, the Tigers don't have a big fan base. They've been struggling. A lot of empty seats in there.
Dude, I feel like the Tigers, they I thought they made the divisional series last year. Dude, they have a pitcher. Oh my God, I forget his name, but he's Skubal. Does that name ring a bell, James?
No.
Dude, he won the Cy Young last year. He is actually disgusting. He's so good. Just throws absolute gas and then just like has nasty spin. Dude, with a last name like Torkelson, you know you just hit fucking bombs.
Torkelson. It feels made up.
It does feel kind of made up.
What is your name? Torque Torkelson or something? And he's like, yeah.
Just call me Torque.
Bricked up.
God damn it, James.
Brick Brickerson. What are you, bricked up right now? I can't swing a bat unless I got a halfie. I got to work something up.
If you're listening to this podcast, we'd love to work with you.
Why do people feel it's okay to wear others' teams' jerseys and attire to games that are...
I don't know. I've seen it plenty of times.
Someone was wearing a Padres hat.
Never understood it.
You know, I do have something I want to say about this.
You're going to come to the defense?
I think
of this one?
It should be okay to do that. However, I think if you are a person that is going to wear opposing team's merch into a home team's game.
Oh, I don't. You're I thought just, that's not what
no,
he's
that's
saying.
Fine.
No,
if the two teams are playing and you're wearing one of their merch, perfect. That's fine. But you're not going to go to an Angels Dodgers matchup wearing a Padres jersey or a Yankees jersey.
I misunderstood.
I've seen it before where people wear a third team.
Why?
I don't know.
You almost want to go to my damn, they're playing after this? Like, what's going on?
Doubleheader with two different teams today.
Yeah. What's going on? It's like an out of division team, too.
Yeah,
the Padres.
It's like, what is going on?
I don't
it's just
I don't
so
have any
annoying.
Idea.
It's a little strange.
What would prompt you to be like, oh, I got to pop the jersey on for this one?
It's like, for what?
Yeah, I don't know. Has to happen in other sports too, I would assume.
It blows my mind. Unless the person on that team playing used to play for the other.
That's a maybe. And it better be a recent trade.
Maybe.
And you want to support that player, I guess. But why would you have his old jersey from the old team? You're just a meat rider? You just following one player?
Yes.
Meat.
Meat rider.
It's just glaze.com. What the boys been up to?
Not much.
Oh, man. What have the boys been up to? Well, did I tell you guys I golfed with my neighbor? Like my middle-aged neighbor.
The new one's over here?
No, just on the first floor. Mm-mm. I've seen him, like, he made like a little makeshift, like, hitting mat net in his garage.
Oh,
and
that guy?
And he was, he had his son who's like, man, he's got to be like 4 years old, 5 years old, something like that, hitting golf balls in there. But, I mean, like, he's like invited me before, but like, he invited me this one time. He said, hey, you know, we get together on Wednesdays, me and my buddy. And I was like, all right, like, you know, play around. And like him and his buddy were like actually really fucking good. I was like, damn. I was like, it was an interesting experience, but I played Riverview, which I've never played before.
How'd you like it?
Riverview is actually not that bad.
I like it.
Where the
hell is
that?
It's a really.
I've never heard of it.
It's a
San Diego River or Santa Ana Riverbed.
That's good. It's a good.
I like it.
It's very, very quirky, I will say. It's not a very traditional looking golf course, but what's nice about it is that it plays like a norm, like it plays like par fives, par fours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was
how
fun.
Did you like hole nine, the short par three into the
green. I definitely hit a terrible. I think I hit my shot into the water.
Well, if you're long, you're going parking lot. If you. Somewhat, I guess your fade?
Yeah.
Hook left?
It's just annoying because it's like, it's a 100-yard shot, and then there's all of these trees that overhang it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're just going to get, I don't know. Yeah. That was not my favorite hole, for sure. But I was playing really well, but I got chewed up on the par threes. Yeah. It was so frustrating. I think through like 15, I think I was plus one or plus two on all of the par fours and fives for the round. And I was like plus 12 on the par threes. Ooh. Or something like that. I shot an 85, if I'm not mistaken.
What'd your buddy shoot?
My downstairs neighbor shot 81. And then, nice. And then his buddy, who I were playing with, he shot sub 80.
Nice.
So they're both really. I think I was like, I told him, I was like, you guys are really good. Like
Dylan Dingler.
Oh man,
he's bricked up.
You know, my guy's bricked up the plate. I'm trying to figure out what that guy's in his hand.
It's like a claw.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Maybe it's a.
Remember they. We didn't talk about the new baseball bats, did we? Did you guys
the torpedoes? See
that? Yeah, that funny looking shape. Are they still doing that?
Yeah, really? I think the Yankees are definitely still playing with those. You know what's strange about that is that apparently it's been like legal for a while, but they just like kind of caught on recently because the Yankees were like hitting a bunch of homers with them. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like I'm sure players are just gonna pick whatever they think feels the best. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's legal. I don't really have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I mean, and quite honestly, like the MLB has become too pitching dominated recently. It's more fun when players can hit homers. So I'm a fan of anything that gives the hitters a little bit of an advantage. Like how often do you see players hitting like over 300 for a season anymore? It's like, dude, there's like maybe like five guys in the whole league that hit over 500 last year.
Over 500.
Or excuse me, over 300.
Oh, batting average.
Batting average. Yeah.
Like 500. That's fucking unbelievable. Ted Williams was like 410. No, yeah, I mean, over 250, you're solid. You're good. You're good. Over 300, you're great. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying
now. I don't
think
we'll ever get back up to the, like, Babe Ruth era numbers. But, yeah, I do wish hits sell tickets. Like we were saying earlier, like, Dude, slam dunks sell tickets. Homers sell tickets. Touchdowns. Offense, big offense sells tickets. So yeah. I agree. Shutouts can be fun. It's not as fun. Like a no-hitter is pretty interesting, but...
Yeah.
But I'd rather see hits in a closer game, probably, honestly.
Yeah.
The most fun game is like a high-scoring back and forth that's close at the end, in my opinion. In any sport, really, is like... Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end, like, you know, they're both like within a field goal of each other. To me, that's the best.
Oh, man, this game's almost like that. They just tied it up.
What's this? I didn't
it's 7-7 went going into the top of the 11th.
They got a hit.
Granted, we're in extra innings, so.
It makes it more interesting.
It's a little long, in my opinion, but a higher scoring close game is always my favorite. A shutout will usually be like, obviously, they didn't score, so that's no fun.
You guys ready for your trivia question today?
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Your trivia question today is...
If a bear shits in the woods.
What was the most expensive Pokemon card ever sold for?
$150,000? Is this a multiple answer?
We'll just do, like, you'll have... We'll do. You guys
can you tell us what the card is?
Yes, I will tell you what the card is. Give me a second.
Is it not a first edition holographic Charizard?
It is not.
Is it a trainer card?
I will just give me 2 seconds.
First edition holographic.
Hurry up,
Pikachu.
No, it's not going to be Pikachu. Umbreon. Bo Brick.
What the heck?
Bo Brisky.
Bo Bricked up.
So
can't get away from it.
It is an Illustrator Pikachu card. It's a Pop 1 PSA 10 Pikachu card.
What's Pop 1? There's only one card in existence.
Yeah, exactly.
When did this card, when was it released initially?
98.
Sounds fake.
Oh, shit. It's an Illustrator card?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a one of one.
Yes.
Come on, bro. How are we supposed to know the price of a 101? All right, go ahead. Give us her. You're gonna give us a range, or?
Well, I'm gonna give you a guess, and you guys can both do your guesses, and then I'll tell you both either higher or lower, and then I'll let you guys guess again, and then whoever's closest the second guess wins. Is how I'll preface the question.
$200,000.
$1.2 million.
No fucking way.
So, both of you guys, the correct answer is higher.
No way.
Damn.
Wow.
Ugh.
What was your? What did you say? 1.2?
Yeah.
For one Pokemon card?
For a piece of paper?
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man. It's, you know how it is in that collector's game.
A one of one? That's just so crazy.
I mean, dude, think about it. What if Post Malone dropped $1 million on a trading card game?
Yeah, but
that's
that
like
was
not even
the ring. I wanted that.
This
card.
Is the card.
That was the Magic the Gathering, the One Ring, written in Elven font. That's crazy. There was only one card.
But yeah, my point was that it's a trading card game that's not even as popular as Pokemon, and it's like they still had a card that go for $1 million.
Yeah.
All right.
Part of that is the crossover with Lord of the Rings fans who are crazy. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see.
Now you get Magic the Gathering, other card collectors, and you get Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to go second guess.
So 1.2 was low. Is that what you said? 1.2?
Yes.
I'm going to go
That's
5.
Unbelievable.
5 mil.
Ain't no fucking way 5 mil.
You said that about my last guess.
I'm going to go 2 mil.
So... Rob is really, really close. So Rob definitely
Get the
wins.
Fuck out of here.
Rob is really close. Shit. It was sold on a private sale for $5.275.
Oh my.
And it was bought by YouTuber Logan Paul at auction.
Oh my God.
A fucking idiot. Dude.
I thought you said it was a private party, private sale.
Yes, a private
sale. You said
sale.
Auction.
Oh, well.
There's a difference.
It's a, whatever. I mean, it's, I think.
Well, one person has to pay 10% on an auction. 10, 20%. Sorry.
Anyways.
Sotheby's?
An interesting fact about it, though, was that, so, believe it or not, he actually traded the owner
with another Pikachu card, and then he gave him $4 million cash. So he already owns like a one, whatever, call it like a $1.25 million Pikachu card.
Can you show us the card?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
if
that's
the fuck.
I don't know if that does its justice for you, but I'm sure there's better images online.
Oh, it's in Japanese.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was.
Can you read that?
The
shit?
Card was released in 1998 as a promotional card for Koro Koro magazine, which is known for many iconic Koro promos. Koro. Hey.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I mean, I saw that and I was like, damn, that's actually crazy. So then it got me into looking at like some of the other like expensive, like sold cards or whatever, and it's like there's this like one Charizard card that got sold for like, yeah, it was like $500,000, $493,000.
Yeah, I cannot believe that. I do know that when it comes to like art, which is like the most ridiculous market, you know what I mean? Like, what I found out is that what they do is they buy like, you know, one guy owns 5 Rembrandts, and then the next time a Rembrandt comes up, he overpays for it on purpose so that it brings up the value of his other Rembrandts.
Because
there's only, let's say, 100 out there. And if he owns 5% of them and he overpays on purpose, like he's totally willing to go above and beyond the next bidder, then it brings up the rest of his value. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is very interesting.
There's also a Chinese fucking trillionaire who opened up like a black card or whatever. And no, some credit card, but he bought a teacup. It was like the world's oldest teacup for like $1 million. And he's like, yeah, I buy this and it gives me free flights around the world for a year of like first class flights. And then I can just sell this fucking teacup. Like, does that make sense? The transaction alone nets him all these benefits.
Yeah.
Is that how crazy
he
is
takes
that?
Advantage of the perks in the, yeah, within the card.
Yeah. It's like he's so rich that it's making more money or getting more value is easier.
That is so interesting about being rich, is that it literally pays you to be rich.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with investing or whatever. I mean, whatever, it's $1 million teacup or something like that. But it's like, if you have like a $3 million portfolio and you like only take like dividends or like 3% of like the growth, it's like you're literally living off.
Oh,
of,
my gosh.
Oh.
It's 2 run.
Jack.
Dude, he got after that one. Let me see who it is.
But yeah, even 3% is like, that's like a conservative estimate, but that's like $100,000, right? I mean, that's literally a free $100,000 every year just for like having investments. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Look at the little mascot head. It's funny for hitting the tater.
All right. Here's a trivia for you guys. The most expensive teacup in the world. How much did it sell for? I'm going to give you a little background on it.
Okay.
I'm not trying to steal your thunder, Blake. This is interesting, though. It's a 500-year-old cup.
Okay.
From the Ming Dynasty. The Qing Dynasty, if that means anything to you. Which is 1464.
Did you say the Ding Dynasty?
It was the Brick Dynasty. It's a tiny little cup with a chicken on it. How much did he pay for this chicken cup?
Man.
I'll play the same game that you guys played.
Okay.
Give me both pick a number and I'll tell you high or low.
I'm going to go $8 million.
That's crazy.
$100 million.
$100 million. All right, safe to say Rob's high on the chicken teacup.
Dude, we need to see this chicken teacup now.
But the crazy part is Blake's low.
I'm low? Okay.
Yeah, bang, ding, ow, we too low.
All right, $15 million.
Okay. Blake?
I'm going to go... $12 million.
The answer is $36 million.
Damn. 36 that far off. M's?
$36 million for a porcelain cup? That you could break so fucking easily?
Well, like, obviously, it's like, if you can verify it as, like, the oldest thing, it's like, I don't know. It's just...
Are you fucking serious?
The cup. Yeah.
36 M's. Crazy. Certain people just have too much disposable income these days. I mean, come on. What are we even talking about here? I mean, that's just wild.
The Switch 2 is coming out. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna buy one? Blake?
No, I'm not buying no Switch 2. Ever since I discovered emulators, I don't think I'll be participating in the console upgrade.
Damn.
You gonna get it?
Me? No.
Oh.
I only play my first one I have.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like, if you have the first one, it's like, you still can, like, play all, like, those fun games. It costs hella money. Yeah, it is super fun to play, like, Mario Party and all that shit, like, when you have, like, the remotes and everything. But yeah. I don't know. Even getting all that, it's like, too much work for, like, not that much benefit, I guess. And I've been enjoying the emulators, man. It's been fun playing retro games. And it's free dollars. So I like that. It's
free 99.
Free 99.
Trying to figure out what this teacup guy did. What does he do for a living? Okay. So according to the auction house, Mr. Liu swiped his credit card 24 times to make the payment.
Wow.
It's reported that he will receive Amex Centurion card reward points equivalent to frequent flyers mileage of more than 28 million miles.
Wow.
That's big brain, bro. Bro's playing fucking chess. We're out here playing tic-tac-toe.
Ain't that the truth?
Bro is playing fucking 3D chess.
We're playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you got, like, money like that, it's so smart to have an Amex card. There's so many benefits that you get for just, like, spending money.
I also found out that a Black Amex is a charge card. It's not a credit card.
Oh, really?
Therefore, at the end of every month, you owe the balance.
Ooh.
There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts.
Ooh.
There's no, like, oh, I'll make the minimum, collect, and build interest on it.
Yeah.
No. You just owe it. But granted, if they're giving out black cards, they already know who their clientele is, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Heard there's good benefits, though.
Yeah. My boss likes his Amex card. Because my boss flies around so much. He was in Spain for 2 weeks, and he got back. And then literally 3 days later, had to go to Ecuador. And I was like, damn. I was like, I'd be so sad if I had to go back on a flight to, like, you know...
With only 3 days home?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sucks.
It's like part of his job, though. It's like, because he has to deal with Europe and China, and he's like...
Oh, he's flying all over.
He's like constantly in talk with Ecuador, too. So, like, you know, the owner, just like, yeah, he like has him fly back. And
South America, Europe, USA.
Yeah.
Tell him to buy
Asia,
a teacup.
China.
Fly for free.
Oh, my God. That guy.
That's a bomb.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
That's a bomb.
That's
God.
Bang!
That's got to be so euphoric for the fans that stuck around, for all like 500 fans that are in the stadium.
Javi Baez. Goddamn.
Can you imagine just being Boston, getting a 2-run homer, and then you just go out there and just get one-upped?
This guy literally threw 2 pitches, gave up like 2 fucking smoked balls.
Nothing seems harder than being a closer, I'll be honest, though. Like the stress level.
Oh, well, there's just like...
The pressure on you of like being a,
it's like people only remember you for like your fuck ups too. Like nobody gives a shit that you close out like
expect,
the close game.
They expect you to succeed,
yeah,
and either like just finish out the inning or yeah, or pitch one full inning. But when you come in and you give up like 3 more runs, everyone fucking hates you. Everyone hates your guts. That pressure is crazy, man.
I mean, that's got to be the best feeling in the world, like hitting an absolute nuke and you know that there's nothing they can do about it, and you're just like, I'm the fucking man.
I mean, the only thing that would make it better would A, be a Grand Slam, B, be like the World Series.
Yeah,
at
I mean,
home.
The that bigger would, the game,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the crowd would
with
fucking,
like a full stadium, yeah. So that's
are you
just,
kidding me? That's got to yeah. be the best feeling.
I mean, I was at a Dodger playoff game where the Dodgers hit a walk-off home run in the 9th inning, and the place went bananas.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Bananas. Oh, my God. I forget the hitter's name. It was against the Braves. It was...
Yasiel Puig?
No, it wasn't Yasiel Puig. It was like, I think it was like their 7th or 8th hitter, but it was like, man, this hitter, he was like, he was known for like, he would always like swing at just like terrible pitches, and like he would like swing out of his shoes all the time. On like, yeah, yeah. Like all of the, all of his swings were
dude
always
playing big ball, bro.
Yeah.
he's not hitting to get on first. Dude.
Oh, wow. What is all that? Why is, what do they get put on him?
Chalk.
Chalk?
Yeah. Nut.
They were bricked out. Bricked up.
Why did they put chalk on
him? I don't know. We're just messing with him, probably.
Did you guys know way back in the day, pitchers used to pitch the whole game?
Yes.
Like, you did not get pulled?
Yes.
There ain't no bitches.
You didn't
then.
Get step off the mound. Like, you started the game. Like, you legit have to, like, break your arm to not finish the game.
It's like, hey, you're pitching today. Like, today.
Yeah, that and their pride wouldn't let them get like pulled. Like, they're, yeah, I'm no. fucking pitching this whole thing, and I've given up 38 runs.
So you're trying to tell me?
And they would pitch like more times a week. You know, guys,
yeah.
Starters now pitch like twice a week.
Get like 2 day like, rest. Yeah.
Back then, it was like they'd play more frequently.
Why are they showing this old lady shaking her ass? That is so wrong.
Can you get a different girl?
Yeah, dude, I bet you the draft Subarus.
Dude, James is all bricked up, right?
Don't be hating. I got the blue chew in me. It doesn't take much with the blue chew. Use our code. I'm bricked.
I think we should reach out to them and ask for this.
Yeah. What do we have to lose? Worst things, they just send us some free blue chew. Get bricked.
Any rappers this week?
Yeah. Hopefully this is still recording, by the way.
It says it is.
It says it is. Or a game-winning, like, buzzer beater 3 to win the game would be really fucking
That'd
fun.
Be sick.
Yeah.
OT, like, game 7. Or a final drive tutter would obviously be fucking sick as fuck, too. 2-minute drill. March down the field to hit, like, a...
Yeah, Tom Brady, man.
Fucking yeah, the GOAT.
27-3 halftime.
That dude just got the killer instinct, man.
27-3 at halftime, he came back in a Super Bowl. That's, I don't know many more sports feats that are better than that. Like, in that pressure cooker of a moment.
Well, who else would you expect to do it if anyone's going to do it?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Was this when the balls were deflated?
I don't know.
No,
this was the
no,
Falcons?
This was, this was after that, for sure.
I don't know. I mean, people have talked about the debate of Belichick versus Brady. It's obviously Brady, right?
Yes,
the reason Brady. Of all the success has been Brady.
Yeah,
it's like 95% Brady.
Yes, it's Brady. I mean, like,
I don't understand people that argue the other way.
Well, to me, it's a silly debate because it's like they're why can't we just say that they're both like literally so excellent at their jobs?
They
like,
worked well together, sure.
Like they're both excellent. Like it's like, you know, whatever. If you're really splitting hairs, like yeah, you could pick one or the other. But like even when you pick one over the other, it's like it's almost an injustice to the other one because you're like diminishing their accomplishments. Like if you thought that Belichick was like the mastermind behind like their dynasty, it's like, well, then that's a discredit to Brady, right? And then vice versa, it's like oh, quarterback's the most important position. Like without Brady, they would have been nothing. Like no, that's not true. Like Belichick, like
they wouldn't win like 6 rings.
Like he had teams that had no star players. They'd bring in washed up people all the time, and like his teams would always be competing all the time and have great records. And
but
play.
That's because Brady was such a good like coach, like team leader.
Sure.
People would argue. Granted, though, the debate is, you know, one left and one a ring without Belichick, and Belichick
true
had shitty seasons after.
Yeah, well, I don't care how good of a head coach you are. You're not winning shit with a crappy quarterback, and that's just how the NFL is. I don't know.
Matt Jones.
That's just how it is in the NFL. I don't know. If you have a shit quarterback, you're gonna be on a shit team. It's that simple. It's like there is no ifs, ands, or buts. Like I don't care if you have fucking Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, like the best coaches in the world. You're never winning shit. Like you're just
at that
not.
Point. It's on the organization though to not source one. There are other factors there, but okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Kiari Cephas.
Male or female?
Can't say.
Can say.
This guy's accent's pretty funny.
Pedro?
He hit the ball and he run like that.
am, dude. I'm fucking bricked up out of that.
Hey, yo.
What did you say his name was? Kiro?
Kiari Cephas. Kiari?
Is it with a K?
Kiari, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Kirko Bangs.
Kirko Bangs.
Kirko Bangs.
I'm going to go with French Montana.
Bangs. It's Kirko Bangs.
Is it really?
Yeah. Is it really?
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Oh,
fuck. Dude, I was going to be so hyped.
I feel like the Red Sox were...
You thought you had it, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, they had us in the first half, not going to lie.
I ain't going to lie. What was my next hint that I gave?
Where they're from? City?
Well, I think we used to do it like their race, but now it's like, yeah, I think we...
Yeah,
I
race think last and where they're from.
You moved
I'll
it
just
to...
go straight to city, Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Again, doesn't really narrow it down in the last 10 years.
Atlanta?
Atlanta?
It's actually just Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Atlanta.
I'm going to go with Rick Ross.
He's not from Atlanta.
Oh, fuck. He's a Florida guy.
He's a Miami guy.
Fuck, yeah. I thought he was from... No, but you know why I said that?
Because he lives in Georgia.
Because Rick Ross has one of the biggest places in Atlanta, like one of the biggest houses in Atlanta or
something
like that.
Yeah, wasn't it Evander Holyfield's? No. He lives in Georgia. He lives in Evander Holyfield's old house.
Oh.
I'll allow you to change your guess.
Yeah. Fuck, dude, why do I never remember any of these Atlanta rappers?
There's a lot of them.
I'm going to go Rich Homie Quan.
Okay. Quan. Rob. Those are real teeth, right?
No. He bought those.
Those are real.
He bought them.
No, I know. Of course they're not real. Look at those fucking chompers.
If he can, he has those shoes. He can afford the teeth.
But where are his shoes?
The Travis Scott Canary ones.
Yeah.
Little Caesars. Hi there, ready? Those pizzas are ready.
Yeah, they've been ready for 4 hours. Eating 5-hour pizza.
Shit is ass.
Ah, shit.
Get a DiGiorno.
I know it's not right, but I'm just going to T.I.
That is incorrect.
I know.
Damn. Both are incorrect.
All right, now it's the song.
Oh, okay. Number one song on Spotify. Do I tell you the name or do I play it?
I think you just play a snippet.
I think it's the name. Oh, and then if we don't guess it, then it's a snippet. Okay.
If you don't have to guess again, but if it doesn't ring a bell, we'll just move on to the next question or hint. Top song. It's going to give it away.
Who fucking cares?
It's like so obvious.
That's the point, man.
Ric Flair Drip.
Oh.
I
like the song.
Dude, it's one of the Migos people, right? It's one of the Migos. It's either
Takeoff.
It's either Takeoff or what's the other one? Fucking Offset. There's Takeoff, Offset, and then who's the third one?
Hey, hit it, the ball.
Takeoff? Offset, and then fuck, what's the other guy's name?
Quavo.
Quavo.
I'm
Quavo.
Going with Takeoff.
All right, I'm gonna go with Offset.
It's Offset.
Yeah.
Ric Flair Drip, go woo on a beach. 57.9 spin a coop on the wrist.
It's a good song.
It's all right. One more?
Yeah.
Dude, Kirko Bangs, that's hilarious. I wish I had Kirko Bangs on my list. Kirko Bangs. Max said he yells that out. And his wife is like a semi-pro basketball player.
Uh-huh.
And so he goes to her games. And like, she also teaches high school basketball. And just anytime someone throws up a shot, he goes, Kirko! And if it makes it, he goes, bang!
Give that guy a mic.
We're talking about JV girls high school basketball, so I don't know how many shots they're making.
I don't know what that field goal percentage.
Give that guy a mic at those games. I want to hear that shit.
Just like the full fucking like announcer game 7 Golden State Warriors.
Kirko!
What is that? What is that announcer's name again?
It was the one from Portland who was lit.
No, it was the fucking. He does. I forget who does the broadcast with, but he did like all the Steph Curry calls when Steph Curry was like draining threes, or he was like,
bang!
Like Steph from bang.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, in playoffs basketball, that kind of shit gets fired up right there. He hit the ball.
He hit the ball and they do it like this.
And I run like that.
Kirko! Bang! Bang!
Kirko! And a girl's
high school. It's an 18 mid-footer.
Where
they didn't have a shot.
Air ball.
Willie Jr. Maxwell.
Willie Mac? I'm going to go Mac Miller.
Willie Jr. Maxwell II. Willie Jr. Maxwell II. Rob, I'm going to put a pitch clock on you. We got listeners out here.
Fuck,
we got
dude.
A listener listening.
Will Smith. I needed to put a name out there. I know it's not right. I need a clue.
That's fine.
Okay, so the clue is the city.
Yeah, city.
So we're both wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
Both dumbass answers. <Damn it. laughs>
He's from Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh my gosh. Who the fuck's from
Chris
there?
Webby.
Is he from?
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. Well, he's a rapper, but.
Is he from Paterson?
He's not one that.
All right, I'm going with Kid Leroy.
He's Australian.
Give me the song, damn it.
Where is Chris Webby from?
No, I think he's from Connecticut. Not
he's from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. That sounds
right. Song title?
Yeah.
It's going to give it away, man.
Again?
It's like so obvious. Trap Queen.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Willie Jr. Maxwell II.
Never would have thought.
Willie.
Willie, Remy. What's wrong with your eye?
Yeah, baby.
I had the world in a chokehold in 2015.
Oh, my goodness. In college.
Remy boys.
Oh, my God.
1738.
I played a lot of beer pong games to this song.
Hey, you could just yell
1738. When she walked by his press, rewind.
Shit's lit, though.
And you got and this soda. Remy boys, I know us.
Man, you know Remy, right? Remy Martin?
I was going to say. She's familiar.
1738.
Yeah.
I know that's that Vietnamese.
She's familiar with cognac.
Anything is possible, as they say.
Remy boy, let's wrap it.
All right. If you guys enjoyed episode 101 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like. Let us know that you're enjoying the content. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next week.
Peace.
See you.
You hit the ball and I run it like this.